This podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. New customers can save 20% and get free shipping at balance7.com with code Howie.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
People are doing better.
And then you have this AP poll saying, have Biden's policies helped or hurt you? Hurt a lot. It says 42%.
Yeah. Whoosh.
But being weird and can't even make speeches. Some of the say doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand what he's saying.
You sure about that?
That important foreign products, I'm exporting their products.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know there's a lot of interest in reports from the Middle East overnight. I'm going to say it now, though I know you all will certainly ask me about it, that we do not have any comment on the reports at this time.
Please disperse. Nothing to see here, please.
Whoosh.
Is, let's be clear, a vote for Trump. Don't do it. Vote for Trump. Excuse me, vote for Biden.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you'd like to be on the show today or leave a message on the Chump line. Just press 2 for the Chump line, and you will be there. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to here, and we've got Police Blotter Facts Friday. And I just want to give you a tease for something that's coming up in the last hour. This woman, Monica Tibbetts Nutt, N-U-T-T, Monica Tibbetts hyphen Nutt. She's the Secretary of Transportation for the Commonwealth, $196,000 a year. She has a wife and an adopted daughter, as you might expect. And, you know, she wants to change the world. And one of the things she wants to do, among other things, is give out more tickets to motorists to teach them a good lesson. And I just want to play this one cut. We got a lot of cuts to play, but I just want to give this to you as a tease for later in the show. Cut 20, Monica Tibbetts Nutt. This is Governor Healey's transportation secretary. Cut 20.
So then what are we doing as a state? Aggressive. We're getting really, really aggressive. We are pushing for less warnings, more citations. Ticket them. Because I'm telling you, something slows someone down real quick, like get your license suspended. And the beauty is we get to be in charge of that too, because we will 100% take your license. We have absolutely no problem doing that. Feel free to plead this out in a hearing.
That's only for U.S. citizens, of course, though. If you're an illegal alien, feel free to drive without a license. Feel free to drive an unregistered, uninspected, uninsured vehicle. But if you are an American citizen in an F-150, you drive 5 miles over the speed limit, we're just going to take away your license. Because we can do it. Because, you know, we're the bosses. By the way, it says prominently in her biography, she's a first-generation college graduate. Welcome to the club. It's a mighty big club out here, Monica Tibbetts Nutt. Like, that's...
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
She once went to McDonald's, too. Wow, it's almost as exclusive as being a first-generation college graduate. Wow. Boy, she's really pulled herself up by the bootstraps, hasn't she? 844-500-4242, 844-500. We got a lot of these cuts to play, though, as the hours go by. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, to allay one of the possible anxieties of both the Israeli and the Iranian pilots in your audience, they should know that between and within the nations of Israel and Iran, there are no known tribes of cannibals. There are tribes of butchers, there are tribes of savages, but zero cannibals.
Yeah, someone pointed out today that when Israel was attacked last week, they got aid from some of their neighbors, including Muslims like Jordan. Did Iran get any aid from any of its neighbors when it was attacked last night? I don't believe it did. You know, they talk about pariah states in the Mideast. I think the ultimate pariah state right now is Iran, Dennis.
Yeah, the most Islamophobic countries in the world right now are all Muslim.
I know they Israel is not trying to overthrow Jordan. Israel is not trying to overthrow Saudi Arabia. Iran is. So guess whose side those countries are going to be on? And I think Egypt would fall into that same category. They may have people that in their countries, some Muslims that have some sympathy for the Palestinians, but the governments certainly don't have any sympathy for the Palestinians who are supported by the Iranians. And you know who could have ever predicted this, Dennis? That if you give a pariah terror rogue state a lot of money, it would not make them more docile. It would make them more bellicose. And they would use the money to try to kill you. Who could have ever predicted this, after studying history and human nature, Dennis?
Howie, can I ask you something about zealots? I mean, if somebody is involved in self-immolation and you put him out, are you denying him his truth?
I like the way the fire chief put it. He said, we arrived on the scene and put him out. I mean, I guess that's technically what they did, but don't they mean they put the fire out? And by the way, he didn't just have the UNC connection. He is a graduate of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. However, his LinkedIn portrait is with Bill Clinton. Now, if his LinkedIn portrait had been with Donald Trump, that would be the big story. He's a nut, but he has it taken with Bill Clinton. He's just a mentally ill young man. Thanks for the call, Margaret. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. How was the buffet?
It was excellent. It was amazing.
I want to go down there with you one Wednesday. Can you say how much it was on the air?
It's a lot. I mean, the prices are high. It's the best. I think it's the best restaurant in Palm Beach, but the prices for the buffet are really high. I don't want to say it on the air. People will think I'm a swell. But I did it for my, I like being with these people that I was with, but they're my clients too. They're advertisers with the company. So it was a business expense, Margaret. I never understood the value of being a member of a club. I mean, people always explain it to me. It's great to, be able to take your customers or your clients to a club, but I never understood it firsthand till I was a member of the club.
Right. Listen, do you ever watch Fox Business News channel?
No, I don't. I mean, I've watched it in the past.
Who was on there today? Who? The Prime Minister from England was on there, Liz.
Yeah, Liz Truss.
She said Trump's got to get back in. She said. She talked to all the different leaders, and they said that they felt the world was safer when he was president.
Yeah. Liz Truss was prime minister for 40 days last year, and she wrote a column for the Wall Street. She's promoting a new book. That's why she's on all these shows right now. But she wrote a column for the Wall Street Journal earlier this week, and she said that she was taken out by the deep state, and she never understood it till it happened to her, and that the same thing happened to Trump, and that the people of all the Western countries have got to stop these kinds of basically coups from happening against elected leaders. And I mean, again, she's embittered, but can you blame her? 40 days running a country. I mean, she lasted a couple days longer than William Henry Harrison, and he was 75 years old and died of pneumonia. I mean, she just got run out on a rail. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
The mayor of Newark running for governor, you believe that?
He is? I didn't know that.
It's ridiculous.
This is the guy. Is this the guy that had the quiet days during during COVID?
Oh, Monday. Chuck down Monday. You imagine that? Every supermarket has to be shut down on Monday. What the hell going on? This guy is not popular in Newark.
I mean, I know New Jersey is insane, and, you know, Menendez is your senator and Menendez is your congressman, but surely a guy this insane can't be elected governor. I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. Give me some hope for the Garden State, Mr. Garcia.
Ask you a question. The going wing in New York, Donald Trump, or Enoch Golden wing in New York?
I think, unfortunately, you know, the people who, voted for Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush in New York, and I think he certainly carried the state. Ronald Reagan carried the state. I know that. But most of those people have moved to Florida or they're dead. But they're not in New York anymore, Mr. Garcia. I think it's really a hard thing for him to win. Even though when he goes to places like Spanish Harlem and all the bodega owners love him and they're chanting "We want Trump, we want Trump." I mean, you still got all these nuts. I got to read you the list of the people that are on this jury that are I mean, at least half of the people on the jury were as nutty, at least as nutty, as the guy who set himself on fire this afternoon. I mean, they let these women. Single women living in New York. I mean, they're not all crazy, but being a single middle-aged woman living in New York, I mean, it increases the likelihood that you're out of your mind by exponentially, as Brandon would say. Thanks for the call. 603, was the guy wearing a mask before he set himself on fire? This is the key. This is an indicator of mental illness. If a cop suspects someone is out of his mind, you have probable cause to stop him or her if they're wearing a mask, I think, at this point. 844-500-4242. I heard about a podcast. I was actually watching one with Kevin Squeaks, the guy that threatened to kill me on 60 Minutes, the gangster. And he was doing a podcast. It was kind of interesting with this guy from Lowell. And apparently the guy from Lowell, he just amuses himself sometimes. He shoots photographs of himself. He just cruises around Lowell or that area north of the city. And he rolls down the window when he sees someone walking with a mask and just begins basically heckling them and saying, "Hey, you think fresh air might help you a little bit, kid guy? You're really worried about dying out here on the street?" And it's just, I mean, it's...
Oh, I've seen that guy's videos, yeah. He goes, "Oh, watch out for that fresh air." "That fresh air will kill you."
Yeah, maybe we should pull some of that. I just watched the podcast with Weeks, but I'm told it's pretty damn funny when he's out on the street just yelling at these people with the masks on. And I'll bet, I wonder how many, that would be a good question. How many of the people on the jury, the Trump jury in New York, wear masks? I'm going to guess, there's 18 of them, including the alternates? I'm going to guess at least four or five do. Yeah, that would be my over-under is four or five. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows, or stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you know that between hosting a four-hour radio show, multiple media hits, political advocacy, and walking Roscoe the Wonder Pug?
I call it a dog.
Howie still finds time to write three columns a week.
Oh, wow.
Read his latest at HowieCarrShow.com.
He's Howie Carr.
603 says, believe it or not, I actually put on a mask when I'm on a plane. It's awesome. Everyone treats you royally, thinking you are a fragile nut job, and leaves you the heck alone. I always get a window seat, too. Try it on your next flight back. It's a riot. LOL. I said, I used to, in the old days, used to take a Hitler book, a Nazi book on the plane, and just you know, have that with me. That would make them leave me alone. But
both are signs of fascism, so
I could well, I'm just trying to educate myself. I could defend myself having a book about a book cover, a book jacket over another book about Goebbels or Goering or even Hitler on the cover. But
it's like mask for your book.
I would not ever wear a mask on an airplane. I don't care what kind of perks I would get. I would not want to have people looking at me the way I look at people who are wearing a mask. I don't
watch out for that fresh air. Dangerous.
Dangerous.
So watch out for the fresh air. Very dangerous in the morning.
Oh, that guy's pretty funny. I got to watch an entire broadcast or podcast, whatever you call it. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is if you were in the U.S. House, would you vote for the $60 billion in aid to Ukraine tomorrow?
No, I would not.
92% say no.
A steady 92%. 844-500-4242. I don't think that they're presenting a very good case for it from what I heard from Speaker Johnson today. They're just sort of going along with the talking points. And Russia will be on the border of Poland and the Baltic states. So you're going to let Ukraine into NATO when they're already in a war? So how is that going to help us stay out of a war? These people are. And then the other thing is, well, most of the money is going to the military-industrial complex here in the U.S. Wait a second. I thought we were supposed to be suspicious of the military-industrial complex. Who was the first person who warned us about the military-industrial complex? I believe it was a Republican by the name of Dwight David Eisenhower, who was a charter member of the military-industrial complex. He was the supreme Allied commander during World War II. Was he not, Speaker Johnson? He would seem to know more about the military-industrial complex than you do. But that's just me. 844-500-4242. 917, are human beings considered fossil fuel? If so, this guy from UNC who torched himself may have lost his good standing with the left. He left some pamphlets, though, behind. Pamphlets aren't real big these days. Not many people stop to pick up a pamphlet from someone, especially someone who's pouring gasoline on himself. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. People are asking, who's the guy that's heckling mass people by saying it's dangerous? Fresh air is dangerous. Isn't his name Bean Shooter, Taylor?
Yes.
Bean Shooter. So how would people
that's
find
his
him?
Instagram. He's on Instagram as Bean Shooter.
Instagram as Bean Shooter. Okay. He's that stuff's pretty funny. 844-500-5- It's dangerous. Fresh air. All right.
Watch out for that fresh air. It's dangerous.
So it's really tricky picking a jury, and that's why they have jury consultants. Sarnia have had had jury consultants. They spent hundreds of thousands of our taxpayer dollars for his jury consultants. Not that they did him a lot of good. They still gave him the death penalty. But they, you know, you try to find people who are going to be sympathetic to you, and again, you only have a limited number of peremptory challenges and all this stuff. And you know, I still remember the Bulger trial 10 years ago, and they had Whitey cold for 19, 20 murders, and they only ended up getting convictions on 12 because there was this woman who just fell in love with Whitey. She was a woman again. And she had a, and I asked him later, I asked one of the people who was involved in the trial, the feds, the prosecution. I said, how did you let this woman onto the jury? She had a hyphenated last name, and she was a quote-unquote freelance writer. I said, you know, again, that doesn't make you a nut to have a hyphenated last name and to be a freelance writer and or to be a freelance writer, but it increases the odds greatly. And the guy said to me, so we screwed up. We should have issued a challenge. But, you know, in Manhattan, it's even more impossible to get a jury of let's be blunt, normal people. You know, there aren't a lot of normal people in that jury pool. So I'm just looking at who was picked today. A man who lives in Hell's Kitchen, that's the West Side. It's kind of gone gay now, but it was traditionally a working class area. Works in investment banking, is married and lives with his wife. I like that. That's good. He could be a Trump. He could hang the jury. Describes himself as agnostic but raised Catholic. That means he's kind of serious about his religion, you know, and he thinks about it. He uses X, Twitter, and follows Truth Social. That's Trump's group. Okay. But on the downside, he follows Michael Cohen, the serial perjurer who's going to be the chief witness. Okay, here's another one. A man who lives in West Village. That's a red flag right there. Worked as a security engineer for 25 years, married with 3 children. Okay, I like that. He's into metal and woodworking, does not have social media. This is good stuff. He has a friend or a relative or a close friend who worked for Donald Trump. Okay, that's a good guy. A man who lives on the Upper East Side, originally from Lebanon. He came to the country in 1980 in the midst of the Civil War. So chances are he's a Maronite Christian who was driven out when the Palestinian terrorists got a larger share of power in that troubled country. On the bad side, he follows the New York Times. The BBC, that's an even worse sign. Okay, now here's one. This is what I mean by, you know, a total red flag. I would have just given a, if I were the jury consultant or the lawyer. A woman who lives on the Upper East Side, grew up in New Jersey, works as a speech therapist for the Department of Education, in other words, government, has a BA and master's degree, is single with no children. Single with no children. I'm sorry. Again, I hate to generalize. Single with no children, living in New York City, working for the government. I don't know about that, but I don't think she's a friend of Donald J. Trump. I don't think she's a friend of any of us deplorables out there. She said about Trump, I do have opinions yet. Yes, but insisted she could be fair and impartial. Right. A man who lives in Murray Hill, originally from Ohio, unmarried with no children, lives with an accountant. Probably gay, but that's not necessarily a total detriment. There are a lot of gay people for Trump. A woman who lives in Upper Manhattan is unmarried with no children. Again, that's not the profile you want on the jury. I don't like his persona, how he presents himself in politics. A woman who lives on the Upper East Side has a BA and a doctorate in physical therapy, married with no children. She reads the New York Times, USA Today, which is just like, New York Times without the verbs, watches CNN. No. Don't like that at all. Hardly any of these people have children. And again, I know it's Manhattan, but still, I don't know. I think you can get, all he needs is one out of 12. Can he get one out of 12? What do you think? I think he can. I think maybe he can even get two. Maybe the guy from Hell's Kitchen, the immigrant from Lebanon. I think he can get it. 844-500. Is a security engineer a security guard? I don't know what a security engineer is. 844-500-4242. Dr. Phil was a jury picker. Yeah, it's quite a skill to pick a jury, I think. So it's like handicapping in an athletic event. 8-4, and those guys are really good if you've ever tried to beat the odds in athletic events. I mean, and as the season goes on, they get better and better. If you're going to make money, well, I've never been a serious gambler, but like the football cards, I used to play the football cards, and the time to win is in the early season before they really have figured out how good the teams are. You get into the late games, you can't. It's hard. Again, a card is like four picks. You can't hit four picks. Impossible. It was impossible for me. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, H, I don't know about you, but I'm getting real sick of hearing the right say we screwed up. No, I am. I've been sick of it for a long time, Limerick guy. 844-500-4242. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie. I'm really getting tired of Ilhan Omar's daughter saying, I only had 15 minutes to get my stuff out.
Yeah, I know.
How about in 1933 and 1934 when the Nazis gave the Jews 5 minutes to get their livelihoods out of their apartments or their homes?
Yeah, I liked one of them put on social media, I had to haphazardly pack my bags. Haphazardly. You ever use that word, Edward? Haphazardly. No, you know, she brought it on herself. She couldn't. She didn't have to. She didn't have to be haphazardly packing her bags. Oh, and it was at 2 a.m. Oh, well, you know the. Why are you scared? This is New York City. You love all the people that are on the streets at 2 a.m. in New York City. You guys. This is your. This is the society you've wanted to create. I would think you would want to join them. Don't sleep in the subways. Petula Clark said. But now you want to sleep in the subways, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Edward. 844-500-4242. 508, Trump can get one out of 12, but the libs still win by sidelining him from campaigning for 2 months. I don't think that, that keeping him, I mean, it's a pain to not be on the campaign trail. He's going to be, I think, in Wilmington, North Carolina, home of another great UNC alumnus, Michael Jordan, it's his hometown, I think. And, but he goes to Harlem at night. Like that was a huge win for him compared to Biden stumbling around Philadelphia the other day. I don't, and he becomes a victim. Do we have us? Where is Stephen Smith? Do we have that? Where is the, this is Stephen Smith. And he was on with Hannity last night. He's the ESPN guy, black guy, and he was talking about how Trump is very sympathetic character to the black community now. Cut two.
And dare I say something that might will probably be termed the most uncomfortable thing that I've ever had to articulate out of my mouth from a political perspective. But I got to tell you something. As much as people may have been abhorred by Donald Trump's statement weeks ago, talking about how black folks, he's hearing that black folks find him relatable because what he's going through is similar to what black Americans have gone through. He wasn't lying. He was telling the truth. When you see the law enforcement, the court system, and everything else being exercised against him, it is something that black folks throughout this nation can relate to with some of our historic, iconic figures. We've seen that happen throughout society. So no matter what race, what ethnicity you may emanate from, we relate to you when you're suffering like that because we know we have. And that's what he articulated. As unpopular as it was, as much as we didn't like to hear it, it's the truth, and there's no way around it. Those are all contributing factors to the state of affairs with the slippage that appears to be taking fold when it comes to President Biden, unfortunately.
How about the fact that he's senile? How about the fact that inflation is out of control? How about the fact that he's sleepwalking us toward everybody towards World War III? How about any of those things, too? 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
It's Charlie from Rhode Island. I just happened to stumble on your station. It's very refreshing.
Thank you.
To finally see our news speak some truth. You know, I'm tired of all the Trump bashing. I end up on NPR, and I don't like that. I don't listen to that anymore. It's just very one way. They don't speak the truth. It's always about Trump bashing. Very concerned about this jury selection myself. I don't feel he is going to get a fair shot. It's just another way of like an unfair election that's going to be happening in January. I do feel our military may have our back here in the background that people don't know about.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't count on that. I don't think we can rely on any of that. We've got to win the election fair and square. We got to too big to rig. That's Trump's one of his slogans. I like that slogan. And he's talking about sending people, you know, he put out a press release last night. They're going to send thousands of poll watchers. But I think it's got to be beyond poll watching. We got to get that guy Jay Valentine on again, Taylor, next week. Let's get him on again. Because they're not going to steal the election or try to steal the election at the – well, they will try to at the polling places. But the real theft, if it occurs, is going to occur with high tech in the and that's how they're going to do it. I'm glad they're going to have a lot of poll watchers, but that's secondary to the bigger problem, I think. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. He uses them in both his home and his office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming through inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and so much more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. I have Roscoe living with me, and, you know, sometimes he gets not bad smelling, but he smells a little like a dog, especially when he's been in doggy daycare all week. And the Thunderstorm,
a beautiful dog, place. A talented dog.
He's a very talented dog. He's going back to the doggy daycare center in Wellesley very soon. We just signed him up again. They're so happy he's coming back. But wherever we go now, we have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, whatever room he's in most. back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Howie3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
We still have some of our cheap bastard deals left. This is a great, great way to get into getting food in case there's a big problem down the line. ReadyWise, 100 serving sampler bucket. A lot of you have other ReadyWise cheap bastard deals, or you've just bought it in under normal conditions, but this is a good deal. While supplies last, you can purchase the ReadyWise 100 serving sampler bucket. It's $125 value for just $62.50. Get yours now at HowieCarshow.com and click store. Shipping is free when you order more than one bucket, so that's even a better deal. The 100 serving sampler bucket includes 3 breakfast options, 5 entree options, and 2 drink options. It's 17,000 calories, and it's 10 days of supplies of food for one person. So that's about $7 a day. That's you can't beat that. And they just stash it and hope for the best, or you can use it in some of their most popular entree options like pasta Alfredo, cheesy macaroni, barbecue beans, etc. It's a great deal, and ReadyWise is offering a special on their site just for Howie Carr Show listeners. I get 25% off any full priced items at ReadyWise.com with code Howie25. That's if you want a different option than this one, or if you get onto the site after we've sold out. It won't be long before we're sold out. They're pretty much gone, but we have a few left. ReadyWise 100 serving sampler bucket. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howie. Yesterday you were talking, I spent a little time talking about Donald Trump versus Justin Trudeau in Canada, and I found it amusing. There was a poll done recently. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. The National Post, which is a very good newspaper in Canada, commissioned a poll, and they asked Canadians, you know, what do you think of this, comparing Trump to Trudeau? Where's your support? Majority of Canadians preferred Donald Trump on the matters of economic policy and national security over Justin Trudeau. I thought that was very, very interesting.
Well, why is Trudeau still in there? What percentage of the vote? I couldn't remember, and I asked a couple of Canadians who called in yesterday, what percentage of the vote, the popular vote, did Trudeau get in the last election?
Yes, in the last election, it was about 30% or 31% of the popular vote. And in the
how ridiculous
election,
is that?
2 years earlier?
Yeah.
2 years earlier, he got the same thing. So, it's really a minority of a minority. But the way they distribute the seats makes all the difference, you know?
Gerrymandering. It's not just for America anymore, huh? Or is it the, well, the Brits always did it, too. They called it rotten boroughs. It must be a lot of rotten boroughs up in up north of the border, Peter.
Absolutely. But, you know, lest we think that Canadians are so brilliant, I got to tell you, here's where we're really stupid. They asked about who do you prefer on the subject of immigration, Trudeau or Trump? And majority of Canadians said, oh, we prefer Trudeau's policies.
Yeah, they're not paying attention any more than American people, voters who like Biden, are paying attention. Thanks for the call, Peter. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.